Cold Mountain by Charles Frazier. Copyright 1997 by Charles Frazier. This recording of the full-length reading of Cold Mountain was published by arrangement with Random House Audio Publishing, Incorporated, and was produced in 1998 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by the author. Dedication for Catherine and Annie. It is difficult to believe in the dreadful but quiet war of organic beings going on in the peaceful woods and smiling fields. Darwin, 1839 journal entry. Men ask the way to Cold Mountain. Cold Mountain, there's no through trail. Han Shan.
The Shadow of a Crow. At the first gesture of morning, flies began stirring. Inman's eyes and the long wound at his neck drew them, and the sound of their wings and the touch of their feet was soon more potent than a yard full of roosters in rousing a man to wake. So he came to yet one more day in the hospital ward. He flapped the flies away with his hands and looked across the foot of his bed to an open triple-hung window. Ordinarily he could see to the red road and the oak tree and the low brick wall, and beyond them to a sweep of fields and flat piney woods that stretched to the western horizon. The view was a long one for the flatlands, the hospital having been built on the only swell within eyeshot. But it was too early yet for a vista. The window might as well have been painted gray. Had it not been too dim, Inman would have read to pass the time until breakfast, for the book he was reading had the effect of settling his mind.